Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
An Erios production.
I don't know about these, the people who are saying don't go to this.
Okay, two things. First thing, if we are claiming to be this podcast where we talk about Britney and we know things about her and this pop-up museum, this interactive museum of her pops up, how are you supposed to judge, speak to it if you don't go to it? How do you know any of it until you go there and you see it and you experience it? And how do you not? As
Jeffrey, well, no, your point of view is saying it, that we are journalists and right, we must cover everything.
That's what it is.
Now, did we have a good time while we were there? Yes, we did. We had a great time. And I will say this too. It's a little slow.
There's a lot to a lot to go into with the experience itself.
Okay, the experience itself is you walk in and number one, there is so much merch. There's so much merch. I bought a t-shirt and I bought the wrong size. I'm really upset about it because I put it in the wash and it shrunk because it's, you know, made out of
nothing,
plastic or whatever. So
I loved it was women's apparel, men's apparel, and LGBT apparel.
Did
you not notice that the left was men, the right was women, and then that middle section was all LGBT?
Oh my God, I love it. That's
killed
amazing.
Me. I thought that was great.
Now it's interesting and really cool. I thought this was a really nice touch that they had famous costumes from Britney's history.
That was cool.
In glass cases. Mm-hmm. And the one that really stood out to me was Britney's Star Search dress.
The little one. Yeah.
And my husband seems to think that if we burn that the curse will be lifted off of Britney and she will be freed from her conservatorship and suddenly life will be brought into her eyes again. So that was my husband's take on the whole thing. Here's our crew too. I think that's important to set up.
Yeah.
It was the two of us. Mm-hmm. It was my husband, Van. It was my best friend from summer camp growing up as a kid, Stephanie Keen Pearl, who's also been on the podcast. She's a therapist and a Soul Cycle instructor, and she came on. She's never treated Britney, but if you want to go back, you can listen to that episode. My best friend from college, Alexandra Fox, who's not on any social media. So this was very funny because it's basically the experience itself. It's an Instagram museum. They create photo opportunities for you.
I kept calling it a cross between an Instagram museum and an escape room.
Oh, God.
It was the... Keep going, but for me, it was...
Oh, God, Jeffrey, that's really good. Right? The escape room part is very...
Because you were with...
Triggering for me
to
hear that.
The group of other people, and you had to wait to go from room to room, and it was like...
It was a little bit of a haunted house.
Yes.
In more ways than one.
Yeah.
In more ways than one. So we I'm taking my headphones off.
Goodbye, headphones.
So, goodbye, headphones. So we get in there, though, and oh, and Heather McMahon.
Right.
And Heather McMahon.
Finish the group, yeah.
Which is always great. Of course, people in our group are fans of Heather's. Mm-hmm. And what I love is that so many of Heather's fans look like Heather. Mm-hmm. So it was like I spotted them from a mile away. I was like, they must be. And they were like, oh, my God, we saw your show in Portland or something like that. It was really funny.
Yeah.
So that was our group. And Stephanie was running late and they made it sound like they were going to, you know, start and you had to be there at this time to check in and it was going to be like crazy.
Yeah.
It was pretty empty.
It was.
They were just like, oh, there. We'll wait for your friend. Yeah. Even though there were other people in our group.
Mm-hmm.
It was slow.
It was.
And that's concerning to me.
It mostly is too. I mean, like you look at the time, you know, they are open at like 10 a.m.
Yes.
Oh my God. They're open 12 hours a day. I was like, how many people do you like see come through here on the red? Like,
and then I also started getting emails. Lots. Oh, I got you your ticket. So
yeah.
I got emails where they were like, bring 20 friends for free. It was something crazy. And I was like, ooh, that's not good.
Ooh.
I wonder if the price point was a little high, maybe.
It is.
If you think about it, of how many rooms and how many photo ops you get divided by, like, if you just the did price, it by that. Yeah. Right. So that's like, so still it's coming to about,
it's like
$8 a photo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is expensive. And the build out itself, the experience itself, the rooms are really great.
Mm-hmm.
A couple things.
Yeah.
One,
yeah.
The escape room of it all and also haunted house vibes is that Brittany is nowhere to be found.
Anywhere.
So the only.
I'm so glad. That was my biggest takeaway. I'm so glad that you think that was my biggest takeaway.
No images of Brittany were anywhere. Just in the rooms where her videos took place.
Like,
and the other thing is that it stops at Circus.
Yeah. Oh my God. Like, clearly, like, it was like.
Guys, we have to. I'm speaking to her team when I say guys, get your shit together. It makes it seem like she dropped off the face of the planet and nothing counts after 2009. And that is really disturbing to me. Put in Work Bitch. Put in her favorite song, Alien. Put in Pretty Girls.
I
don't care if those didn't deliver or weren't successful in the way that Toxic was or the way that Circus was.
But like the people coming to this are fans.
So like, we need up until present day, even her Vegas show. You could have given us like Britney in Vegas, something.
Anything.
And also there are no images of her.
That freaked me out.
And then in the zone room,
mm-hmm.
Me Against the Music
right.
room.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a photo op. I guess it's more of a video
yeah.
where you can be Madonna and then Britney is on the other side of the wall and you right. battle. But it is very clear. It's a dancer dressed as Britney from that time period doing it. And so,
mm-hmm.
you're just like, what? Yeah. Where is Britney? And when you start the experience, you go into a classroom that looks like the classroom from the one Baby One More Time
right.
video. And you sit down and a video starts and you get all excited.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Felicia. Now, listen, that's very exciting.
Yeah.
Felicia was in that video. She's mm-hmm. dressed as the teacher like she was.
Yep. Amazing.
But then at the very end, it should be a video of Britney saying like, thanks.
Yes.
Thanks, y'all, for coming. This is so great. Love you.
Anything.
They
Even
couldn't,
just a picture of her.
They like, couldn't get her to do a video that would have taken, I mean, Felicia did that in an hour.
Right. Easy.
That was a two-hour day. They put her in the outfit. Right? She did the thing, and then she left.
That's it.
So it's a little. While it was happening, I was so excited and I had a fleeting moment where I felt like the Britney Spears fan that I was as a teenager and in my early 20s. And then it kind of just ends with a thud.
Mm-hmm.
And you're taken around by a tour guide or someone who just brings you from room to room. And
for only half of it, though, too.
Well, then they're like, in this room, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And then he disappears because he just leaves you.
Yeah.
So there isn't a grand finale. So you leave on a real down.
And the last room is a real, is like without the question, the worst, least interactive.
Circus, you think?
No, the magazine room right before you go into the second gift shop. The last one, remember you like you take that picture of the magazine cover?
You're right, that is
the
last.
And then you
last...
go to the magazine rack room. And it's just like all
but
those magazines.
I also
magazines.
Wonder, Jeffrey, that maybe it's like that. Because imagine that filled with people.
Yeah.
Imagine being in all those rooms in a group of even 30. We were a group of 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like...
Now, I've never been to this ice cream museum and that kind of stuff. There's, like, way more people, right?
Yeah, tons. Have you ever been to 29 Rooms?
No.
Okay. We should go sometime the next time it comes to LA. It is... I call it an adult playground. It is so much fun because it takes going to a museum and it flips it on its head. When you're at a museum, it's like no pictures, no talking, no touching. When you go to this thing, it's touch everything, take as many pictures as you want, like talk to people about it, share it, do whatever. It's like very, it's almost like a music festival without the music, you know? It's like very open. It's very, it's just like, it's very fun. And like everything you get, you just get like sucked into different aesthetics, but kind of like Britney was in the way, like you walk into a room and you'd be like, oh wow. Like this is a, like each, that is the one thing I really did like about it. I thought the designs of all the rooms were so cool. I thought it was like so immersive and cool. My favorite by far was Python Room, Jungle Room.
That was your favorite room?
I just thought it was so detailed and like cool. Like I loved the mist with the projection on it.
Yes.
I loved the mushrooms that were changing color. And it was fully, I don't know. I felt like they put a lot of work into that room. Whereas like the chair room, the dance on the chair room.
Yeah, that was tough if you're not a dancer.
And it was just,
I didn't even try that.
It was just like black and white with mirrors everywhere, which was like a vibe and an aesthetic. Anyway, I thought, so like for a minute, I was like, you know, this is really cool. This is taking like the new Instagram museum and kind of like pushing it almost a little bit to the next level, like with the app and the wristband and like the whole thing. And I thought that whole part of it was, at first I thought it was inconvenient, but then I thought it was really cool. Like looking back on it and using the app to like go look at the pictures and do all the things. I was like, all right, this is kind of neat. And I think it's alongside of like what we always say that Britney is always trying to do like the next thing. So I very much thought that this museum was her trying to do that. And it wasn't going to be perfect. But it ultimately just, the reason I keep saying like escape room is because it just like... It's right though, like,
but you nailed it.
It was like you couldn't go to the next room
in a haunted
without,
house
without like completing the task at hand, which was like dancing or taking a picture. I don't know. There's also like, there's a big difference from like asking someone to like take a picture and like asking someone to act
perform.
Like Britney, right? To perform and act like Britney and take a picture. Like, I thought that first room was a great icebreaker. Where they were like, the guy was like, lean up on here and like, get your Britney pose. And like, I was like, great icebreaker. Like, get everyone out of their shell. It's like, this is perfect. But then it was like, every room was like performance based.
Yeah.
Which.
Britney's a performer.
Right. And I go back and forth on because I'm like, how friggin' cool is that to like be able to like go and do those? And I thought the rooms were intoxicating. I thought the rooms were so well designed and like immersive, and like I was sucked into each one of every room. I thought was so cool.
On today's episode, I'm talking to a listener of the podcast and major Britney Spears fan. His name is Bobby Rogers. Mm-hmm. I met him on Instagram.
In the DMs.
In the DMs. He's an OG. First, he listened from the very beginning.
Thank you, Bobby.
Since it started, he would message me, and he lives in Arizona. He and his cousin flew to LA to come to the Zone experience.
Amazing.
Met his cousin. She was amazing. And his cousin's husband. Mm-hmm. And Bobby is the best. And we ended up, I mean, it was terrifying. I was like, would you like to meet me in the parking lot of the Zone and sit in my car and record? And
it's like the beginning of a true crime right there.
And so I realized that I was the aggressor. Yeah. You know what I mean? But it worked out great. He said yes.
Great.
I couldn't believe it. And
did he go to the Zone?
And then
already?
He went to the Zone
after.
After.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So here's our talk, and it's my first time ever meeting him. We only communicated on Instagram before this conversation.
Amazing.
And I think I found a friend for life.
Oh,
yeah.
That's beautiful. In the parking lot.
In the parking lot.
We found love in a hopeless place.
We sure did.
It's beautiful.
All right, guys. So here's my talk with listener and Britney Spears fan, Bobby Rogers. We don't know each other. I mean, we know each other, but we don't know each other.
This is literally like this is an Instagram, like, Britney romance, like, story.
And
basically,
I think it's important to paint the picture of where we are. We are in the parking lot of the Zone, the Britney Spears experience.
The mothership. Like, we're staring. It's like,
so there's this, the building, it's gigantic. It's painted pink. There are paintings of Britney on the building. The one where she, the slave Britney with the snake, that was a rough rendering, don't you think?
That
doesn't look
like
her.
Her face looks, it looks kind of, it's like a little bit in between, like she had plastic surgery and like a wax museum kind of look. Like, it just, it's not right.
It's not right. Now, the other one, I enjoy this because it's also,
that's my favorite
cover. And they made her nose like her old nose, which I appreciate because I love her old
nose. Yeah, I'm upset about her nose. And I need to figure out when I met her if that was new nose or old nose. But that's
That's an old nose.
Yeah, that's old nose.
So
great.
Bobby and I have set up our own Britney museum in my car. I also have containers from the container store. I had to order an Elfa shelf. I redid a closet upstairs. And so I'm mid-project.
And you're going to put this in yourself?
No, my husband's gonna
do
that.
Okay, yeah,
I did the order. Yeah, I did the ordering, but he's gonna do the install. So that's happening. But okay, a couple things we have going on.
This is a shrine. I love this.
We
this is like, I mean, nothing. I mean, we kind of like need the like people of the Zone to see this.
We
like,
do.
This is good.
Well, also, okay, guys. So this is it's midday, President's Day. When we're recording this, and Bobby, you missed this. People started to come in to go to the experience. So this white Jeep that's in front of us over here, a group of girls in matching pink t-shirts got out.
Okay.
Then this white Beamer, a lot of white SUVs happening.
What
here
is, what's with white?
Britney fans.
Is that like, that's, okay. It's
maybe
good.
It's a Britney fan
maybe
thing.
Maybe it's like they just want the color to stand out. Like they don't want to compete with the building.
Yeah, they're
building,
just
they want it to be like a blank white canvas for this like explosion of,
and it does feel very Cindy Mancini in Can't Buy Me Love when she had a white Jeep, you know, ragtop Jeep. But this car was a mom, a dad, and two teenagers who were dressed the same. So I think they were best friends, and they had on striped shorts, and then they had their hair very like Khloe Kardashian, half up, half down, with the top like on top of their head, fountain hair, like
probably 15 years old, maybe. Are these young? Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
this
which
is like
I was
new
like,
Britney generation.
That's right, and
the
I'm like
TikTok generation.
Oh, do you think that TikTok is bringing new people?
Oh, that's
to Britney.
That actually is what is bringing me to life, because I'm all about going back to the good times with Britney, and I think she's coming to this place where I know she sees it. She sees, well, obviously, the Zone. And I don't know if that's her people sharing everything on her Insta story. They're doing a great job, or she is. I really want to believe that it's her. And I think that, like, this younger generation that's doing, you know, all these TikToks that I have to, like, fucking Google. I'm, like, talking to my cousin. I don't even know how to do TikTok. Like, I feel either. So old. Like, right? Do you ever TikTok?
I don't TikTok.
I don't know if I'm going to TikTok today. I'm just going to be in my own zone. But I think that this, like, young generation that has, like, is, like, seeing and appreciating Britney, I think could, like, even if she doesn't go out and perform again, it will bring her, like, this, like, life. I think it, like, it's so exciting.
New fans.
Like, I can't even believe all the young gays and the young girls that are just, like
falling in love with Britney for the first time.
Yeah.
Don't you wish you could fall in love with Britney for the first time?
I
like,
know.
I want to go back to
that. I remember.
That feeling.
It's like, yeah. Well, maybe today. This is going to, like, kind of. We can't fall in love for the first time, but it can bring us back to that time when we were just, like, that first time we saw her or heard her, and, like, I'm here for all of that.
I mean, I got a new top for tonight. I'm coming tonight.
I can't
tonight.
Wait to see. I know, and I'm so jealous. I wish, because you're going to be with Heather and your whole posse and the whole group, and Brittany, the one...
My Brittany,
yeah.
She just had a baby, so she's not coming tonight.
Okay.
So, but you never know. Brittany can't.
She rallies usually.
Oh my God, she rallies.
Yeah.
She drove to San Jose, California with me.
To go see Heather's show.
To go see Heather's show at basically 9 months pregnant. It was pretty amazing. And you went and saw Heather.
Oh, Heather, yes, in Phoenix, which was, I don't know what the other shows were like. But it was a rowdy crowd. And I'm originally from Chicago, so I'm not really around my people. So I was like, what is this going to be like? And it was amazing. I'll have to share with you. I did meet Robin, who was absolutely fabulous. And my cousin bought us tickets, you know, for my birthday for this. And we didn't get the meet and greet, which I'm glad because, I mean, I'm not the type of person that's going to, like, grab someone and act psycho. And but after just all the meet and greet, I don't think I ever want to go to a meet and greet. But we can talk about that. Like, especially, I'm glad I didn't meet Britney ever in a meet and greet.
Well, you had a meet and greet of sorts, but a true meet and greet, a run-in. Let's just jump in. I'm holding a photograph of you and Britney Spears and...
Crazy story. This is my friend Jill, and she would absolutely fucking die. She's not even on social media. I love her. She was in my wedding. Best friend. Love her. She would hate if this photo was on social media, and I've put it everywhere. I've been carrying this around for 16 years.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing!
And
you were in a Von Dutch store.
Von Dutch store. I was a store manager. I was working. That's how I fell into that. But so I was bartending at a place called Felt in Boys Town, and this girl Amy walked in and was like, "You, I love your energy. You seem great. You're super fun." She's like, "Do you want to come work for me?" And I was like, "Sure." So
what year is this?
This was 04. So this is peak Von Dutch. Oh, this was like peak Von Dutch, Christian Auger, which is like very sad. Like I actually got to go and help do some of the buying in LA. That was.
Do you know that I had a personal trainer during this time, and he ended up becoming his personal trainer.
Okay, Jen, the universe.
The universe meant
you,
to be.
Like you and I were like literally, what is that? How many degrees of separation? Like close.
Close.
Like we could have met. We would have been friends in high school. Like, we'll get into that later. But
absolutely.
So, Amy, you know, whatever, they're opening up. This is the first store outside of Santa Monica, so it's a big deal. I helped them open it. I think I worked retail. I don't know. I've come from, like, a really big restaurant and training and development background. So I was like, of course I'm going to do this. And this day specifically, can I jump in?
Yes, kind of like what's,
yeah. So... And the thing about Von Dutch obviously was like this huge like trend and craze. I remember my cousin who I'm very close with, who's here today, and I'm here with her to go to the Zone. She was like all about like she was at University of Illinois, and she was like I really need this like Von Dutch like kind of the Juicy Couture full outfit because Britney was very into that. She actually purchased it from the store this day, and my cousin had to come get it. It was like just a very big deal. So
what color?
Pink. Pink, of course.
Thank you.
Yes, it would be pink. So, and what I love, like, in this picture, like, I mean, she's, that leather jacket was even Von Dutch. So, I mean, she literally came in and changed. And anyway, so
did she not come in this outfit?
She did not.
Oh, so she bought this outfit.
She full out,
there.
Like, and she changed. And, like, so I'm gonna paint the picture for like the situation. So this is in the Gold Coast. For those of you that know Chicago, have you been?
I have never been, and I want to go because my other people, Polish people, are very prominent
there.
Oh
yeah, that's like the one of the meccas for the Polish people.
So I want to go, and I want to go when Britney, when the musical opens in April,
which
in Chicago,
I'm going the 16th or the 17th. I forget when we're going. So we should try to figure that out.
Okay, amazing.
So yeah, so we've already got tickets for that. Yeah, that's literally 1 month from today. Yeah, we're there. That this is in the Gold Coast, which is like a very affluent area. I mean, it's like where Barney's is. It's evolved so many times over the years. But it's a hot spot. They call it the Viagra Triangle because all of the old men are like courting all the young, like attractive women, and especially in 04, that was like a really big thing. And so the store wasn't that busy, needless to say. I mean, it did okay. So my friend Jill and I'm the store manager. We're hanging out. We're like up at the front register, just kind of doing our thing. We're like, it's really quiet. It's really slow. And this black SUV pulls up. Mind you, in the back of my mind, I already knew Britney was in town because she had gone on like Kiss FM or was on the radio or something, releasing Every Time. This is when Every Time dropped. I don't know if it's the video, and you can have Jeffrey like fact check this, but there's a lot happening here because like that is to me when things, you know, really kind of, it was getting a little bit dark. That video was dark.
Also, Bobby, look at here they are.
Wait,
the
this
girls
is the
in the pink t-shirts. No, these are the pink t-shirt girls. So they did it. They did the experience.
They're
they've
done.
Been in, they've been out.
Like how long have you been here? That was fast.
I got here an hour ago.
Okay. All right. They say 60 minutes. I feel that I might need to be removed from.
They will be asking me to leave.
Like I
think that you're coming at a great time though, because it doesn't seem really, really busy. But so you're going to be able to really get in there and do it.
But I also feed off of like I'm into fandom like you are. Like I like seeing.
I like a wild crowd.
Yeah, like I don't understand how people freak out and like actually like will get into celebrities' faces and completely freak out and go nuts. But I love seeing it. Yeah. And she's not even there, so I'm here for all. Like, and I feel
I
like
love
tonight's
their enthusiasm. I think they road tripped because there's suitcases in the back.
Oh yeah,
they're fun.
They've got like I see a Lululemon bag. They're and pregnant.
One pregnant.
I love it.
Iced coffees.
Oh,
they're
I mean,
vibe.
I'm here.
I like
I'm a basic gay white bitch, and this is like that's like the Lululemon iced coffee. I'm here for all this with Whole Foods in the background. Just make it even more basic.
And you know, do you know that this used to be a Walmart?
Okay, I heard that. So our friend that we're visiting, she's actually like from LA, one of the few that grew up here, and she was like, yeah, she said it was a Walmart or Kmart or something, and I was like, it's even better.
I just normally I wouldn't interrupt in such a way, but we're out in the wild. We're in my car. Bobby, we're in my car in a parking lot. We've never met.
Never
we're just
met.
Podcasting.
This is like the best thing ever. Like you're like, is that the craziest thing I'm suggesting? I'm like, no, this is like the best thing you're suggesting. Wait, look at the hairspray. Look.
Oh,
whoa, girl. Oh yeah. Did you just see that?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
She's putting hairspray on in the parking lot after
like,
the experience.
A
respect.
Lot.
Respect.
Okay. That was good.
Okay, so yes, I agree though. When Every Time came out, that's when
it got dark.
It got dark, and it's right. Her hair is dark here. So wait, was she with Kevin? Had she met Kevin at this point?
I feel like okay. So let's think about this. At this time, she would have met. What tour did he start on?
The Zone. So this is.
Oh yeah. So she had definitely.
Yeah.
Because this is.
And this hat is the hat she wore on the beach. Remember when she's on his back?
Yes.
And she's wearing a seashell necklace.
And I remember that because it was in Us Weekly actually, and a friend sent me a picture and was like, she's wearing the fucking hat that you like sold her.
Yes.
Yeah, I know, like it's crazy.
Okay, so the SUV pulls up and you know she's in town, so
yeah.
Your part of you deep down is like, maybe it's her,
right? And then also side note, I had originally had tickets to go to the first Onyx hotel tour, which I don't know why they did this, but she canceled because of her injury,
her knee.
And the outrages whatever on her knee injury. So they didn't actually reschedule us. They just refunded us. And like nowadays, they don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was pissed. I was like, all right, you know what? This was actually the first time I was going to see her live. So, and I didn't get to actually see her live perform until Circus. But so I was like a little like, all right, you know, she's back in town. I didn't get to get the tickets. I don't know why the universe didn't align. Then this black SUV pulls up. So, and I wouldn't even like, I like didn't even think that like, okay, this is going to be Britney, but it just happened so fast. Like she jumps out of the car, and all of you, like the OG Britney fans are really going to appreciate this. And not that I don't appreciate the new Britney fans, but she jumps out. I don't even remember what she was wearing, but I mean, her hair was just all a mess. Still adorable as can be, like so petite, so cute, no makeup on, and still gorgeous. Like just, and this I think is better to meet any celebrity when they're just not like on, right? Like,
yes.
Like backstage. Yes. Like it's just, it's just different. And then like maybe some of her friends, they weren't like the friends, like they weren't the cousins or anything like that, but a very large security gentleman comes out and he comes in first and is like, hey, here's the deal. Like she's coming in. We could see her. So it's not like they were going to, like it was a secret. She's smoking a cigarette out front. So
I love Britney with a cigarette.
Yeah, I love Britney with a cigarette. So, I mean, this is better than like seeing her on tour. So I was like, all right, this is then in the other hand, a venti frappuccino with extra whipped cream. I mean, just full on. This was Britney when like Cheeto eating Britney. I mean, I know you get it. Jen's like, oh yeah. Like I
love
know
it
this.
So much.
Like,
I'm giddy. I'm so giddy. I was also going to this thought of, I mean, Bobby, you are a very fit man. Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
So you work bitch.
I work
your fitness.
Bitch. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I go to Orange Theory. You know, I'm working on my fitness.
I respect Orange Theory. I mean, that's HIIT training. That's great. I love that.
Oh, it's great. I mean, it's really, and it's really helping me. It's wonderful.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I know what that said. I love a big meal. I love a good time.
Same.
I am an ex-smoker myself, but I'm just
really?
Trying.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Good for
yes.
you.
Yeah. 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 And then in the later years, I was a solo occasional smoker. So when I would smoke, I had to be alone.
Oh.
It was like my private like thing where it was like if someone else was like, oh my God, let's have a cigarette. I would be like, no, I have to be by myself.
Oh, so you were like,
yeah, I just wanted to enjoy it.
That's how
one
my husband
cigarette.
Is. My husband's like that.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. He's...
But I was just thinking what it would be like, what my body would feel like the next day after having just one cigarette and a venti frappuccino with extra whipped cream. I feel like I would be.
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't even.
Deceased the next
day.
Like
literally, I don't even know how much sodium and like things would be going through my body. But I feel like too. She was on tour. Like she's sweating it out. She's like, she doesn't feel it. Like
and
we
she
feel
was
it.
Like 22.
Yeah,
also.
Like yeah, and she was tiny. Like her waist, I will never forget this. She was like a 27. Like she was like yeah, yeah.
Love
she
her.
Was. I
love
just
her.
Love her. Love her.
So she comes in, and do you start talking?
Well, I'm like, this is where I'm like, okay, don't act like a crazy fucking fan. I'm like, you have to like play her cool. Like, and there's also keep in mind, nobody else in the store. And I'm like, yes, this is
it. I have Britney all to myself
like, this
in
is a
Von Dutch
yeah,
store.
Yeah, a Von Dutch store. And like, this is it. And I'm like, do we have to lock the door? Like, what's going to happen? There were two other, this gay couple, which was great, happened to be in there, and they were super chill too. So I was like, all right, respect. Like, you guys, this is... We understand what's going on. We all know that, like, we cannot, like, I don't want the paparazzi to, like, show up outside the store. Like, that's going to ruin everything. So the first thing I do, because I didn't even have, I think I had a flip phone, maybe a BlackBerry. I take my friend Jill and I'm like, Jill, I'm a store manager. I can't leave. I'm like, you need to run across the street, go to the CVS or Walgreens and get a fucking disposable camera. I'm like, we're going to take a picture with Brittany. This is the, like, I might never be able to do this ever again in my life. Oh, wait.
Oh, my God.
TikTok. They're practicing their TikTok.
Oh, my God. They're practicing their TikTok.
You know it. Oh, see, I'm here for it. This is,
Bobby.
You guys, this
oh
is,
my God.
I
this
wish
group,
everyone could see this.
They now put on denim.
Oh.
Got a denim vest.
Girls.
Oh, they, so maybe they haven't gone in yet? Oh.
Oh, my God. That's like the signature.
Oh, is that the signature TikTok?
Yeah, that's the signature.
To do the Britney.
Yep.
Give me
that
a
whole,
sign.
Like, yeah, they did it. Oh, look at her with her venti. But you know that's not a frappuccino. This is the new generation. She's got almond milk in there.
For sure.
So, but she's still.
Oh my God, they're practicing the TikTok.
Oh my, I feel like they're probably dancers or something. All that hairspray. Like, okay.
That woman's doing it pregnant.
I respect. My cousin's pregnant, so she's going to be all over this.
Wow, they're practicing their TikTok.
Yeah.
And they're women in their, well, if she's pregnant, they seem like, are they?
She's young.
I always think that everyone is my age, and it's not true.
Oh, I feel the same way. Jen, I'm like, I feel like I've, and I mean, my skincare regimen is a lot, but I'm going to be 40 this year.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
I swore that you were like 32.
That, I love you. I love you even more
And
now.
I'm
Thank
always
you.
Like, I'm like, Bobby and I are the same age. I'm like, no, we're not, Jen. He's 32
but you're,
and
but you're
37.
So, you have so much wisdom. So I'm just like, you, like, I channel all of that. No, thank you. It's a small gay army. And, oh, there they go.
There they go. So they are going in to do their TikTok. Wow, this
so
is amazing.
So they went in for gear. That was probably, like, maybe they needed some merchandise.
Okay.
I mean,
did they go get a coffee? Maybe they went to go get coffee.
Is there a Starbucks around? No, they definitely weren't at Payless. So I don't
or
know.
Or at the Whole Foods?
Whole Foods.
But they've been here for a minute.
Who's that random? Did you just see that random woman just walking into her BMW? White BMW, by
white
the way.
White BMW.
With the
These are Britney's fans.
Oh,
wow. We are just.
Oh, behind. Oh, wait. A white van.
Yeah, and they're in a white.
Sticking into Jen's, the white car theme.
Oh, my God. Am I not a true Britney fan because I don't have a white car?
No.
Oh, my God.
No, we're incognito.
I have, like, a tiny. Oh, my God. This is really, really funny.
I love this. Is this Lucky Blue's hair?
Yes, it is. I'm sorry. Oh, my God.
No, I have a dog. No, don't be sorry.
Yes, it's Lucky Blue's hair.
I'm taking a piece. Taking a piece of Lucky Blue with me on my black t-shirt that I'm wearing today with it's all part of the experience. All right.
Okay,
sorry.
So.
All right. So she's in there. And
Jill goes to get the camera.
Jill goes to get the camera. And then I'm trying to remember if they made us lock the door or not. I feel like, yeah. Don't you think?
Yes.
You have to, like, lock the door. I feel like that happened. So she, the best thing, she just pops in and she throws her hands up in the air and she's doing that bop, like that back and forth. Very similar to what those girls were doing in the TikTok. Like, I swear to God, no joke. And she's bouncing. We're, like, blasting music and she's just, like, singing along. I wish I could remember the song. It doesn't really matter. She had so much energy. She was just like, yeah, let's do this. And, like, she starts literally double fisting hats and jeans, like, out of the wall. And she sets her Frappuccino down. And this is, like, my first interaction. And I'm just like, you know, we're getting a fitting room ready for her. And I looked at her and I was like, hi, you set this down. I think you want it.
Oh, my God.
And then,
okay,
like,
saw an opening.
Psycho me could have been like, you know what? I'm just going to take this Frappuccino and I'm going to, like, sell it on eBay or, like, some, like, people are weird.
People are weird.
They're weird. And so I'm like, no. And she goes, oh, thank you so much. I can't do accents, Heather. Maybe one day you can teach me. So then, you know, she starts getting in the fitting room and this, like, this very large man. I mean, he must have been, like, 6'7", like, big.
I wonder if it was Big Rob.
Big Rob. It had to been. African American, shaved head.
Yeah, that's
really
Big Rob.
That was okay. So that was Big Rob. So Big Rob is so the fitting room, just so everyone understands, is like it was very industrial in there. So it was a fence and then it had curtains. So there it wasn't super private. So he is standing there while she's in there and he's like holding all of this, like these curtains made out of denim, of course, with like Von Dutch patches all over it. And he's just like standing there, like while she's changing and she's like talking to everyone. And I will never forget, this is where I was like, Brittany is like all the other people and women and has the insecurities. And she goes, I feel fat. And then here's me. I'm just like, okay, I get it. There's days I feel ugly. I don't feel cute. And I'm like, she is a regular person, you know, like this. And this was after seeing her like in her highest point, like on Oprah, as you know, I went And I saw her when I was 21. I went to the Oprah show, and they took us, and we got to see Crossroads, and it was a whole thing. She performed Slave for You, and I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman live at the Oprah show. And, you know, so just think, going from like that to coming into this moment, and I'm like, oh my God, like this, she is a real person. Like I've seen her and like in everything. And you know, she was obviously everywhere, you know, with the paparazzi, because she was in gas stations barefoot at this time, I feel like. Definitely, right?
Yes.
That was yep. the time.
This is the time.
That was Kevin. So anyway, I'm just like, okay, this is great. And then she finally, like, she changes her outfit. She's wearing all of this. She comes up to the cash register. Big Rob takes out her, like, American Express, like, total business, like, Britney LLC. Like, you know, she doesn't even carry a wallet with her, which I was like, okay, that's cool. And she has to sign and do all of that. And I was like, Britney, I was like, I love you. I'm like, you're everything. I love you. I just need to say that. And she looks at me, and she, in like the cutest little Southern accent, goes, you're so sweet. And I was like, that's it.
That's all you needed.
Yeah, she knew I existed. I got to tell her that I love her.
And she received it.
And she received it. And I feel, not at the time, maybe she did need back then to hear, like, how are you? Maybe that would have helped a little bit. But I was way too young and unfortunately didn't get to ask, how are you? And then I was like, can we take a picture? God, I'm really noticing this choker. I forgot that, like, I mean,
choker,
the choker.
The seashell.
Yeah, the choker. It's just, I mean, because, you know, she's very into her chokers now, but they're black. She wears a lot of black chokers.
Yes, lace black chokers.
And then I don't
chokers.
Know what that other necklace she probably bought at Von Dutch. We sold jewelry.
She is leaning into you. She is so happy.
My hand is on the small of her back, as you understand.
It's a weird
thing. Bad when I listened to your experience about that. I was like, shit. Like, but again, it wasn't a meet and greet. So I was like, I didn't feel like I was like,
you had a connection.
Like,
also,
she's,
I mean,
we're almost cheek to cheek.
We need to put these side by side of my meeting with Brittany and your meeting with Brittany, because
we need to compare.
She would like to be friends with. She feels safe. Me, it looks as though I put a knife to her back and whispered in her ear right before it was taken, I'm going to murder you. And then
I'm going to record a podcast about you.
No, different times.
Yeah.
Like, this was Brittany.
That's what it is. It's very different.
I mean, yes, did she and Justin break up? Was this the beginning of a tough time for her? Yes, but so much life behind the eyes. Before she had,
look at her, the eyeliner.
Break,
when was the last time you saw Britney without like a raccoon eye?
Yeah, this is. I feel like there's some light.
Oh yeah, like
there's eyeliner,
and that's
but
no makeup. You, guys, I mean, she's like
no skin makeup.
No,
for
yeah,
sure,
like
yeah.
No. I mean, she was definitely no makeup.
Wow, look at this Von Dutch store. This is. Between meeting Britney in a Von Dutch store and then also going to the Oprah show, just period, going to the Oprah show, but
yeah,
going to the Oprah show when Britney was on.
And when Crossroads was, it was literally Crossroads. She was promoting Crossroads, I believe. That's kind of why that was happening, because the Oprah show paid for us to go. Like we had to go to we went there, got on a bus. They took us to the AMC. Saw got to see Crossroads.
Oh my God.
Before anyone else.
Oh my God. I can't.
Like, I was 21.
So wait, was this the Oprah interview where Oprah really grills her about I'm a Slave for You and Dancing with the Snake on stage?
It is.
Listening back to that interview, which Diablo Cody really clued me in to go back and review it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. There's a lot.
There's a lot in there. And Oprah is a little, I mean, we all evolve, even Oprah. I mean, I think that's a great thing to realize.
I love that. Yeah, that's brilliant.
But some of Oprah's questions and her kind of her point of view is a little dated.
Very dated.
Because I mean, like, when you are dancing with a python around your neck, the whole idea is what? The python represents what?
Jungle, like at the very beginning, I'm in a cage and I had a tiger with me.
Yeah, I saw the whole thing. And so the python is just a whole part of the jungle feel.
Yeah, to make it very theatrical.
Okay, it was very theatrical.
And she was actually very engaged in that interview. Like I watch it back often because it makes me, it's just like sad because like it was when her and Justin
were together.
And I struggle with Justin too, like trust me.
But
like
it was a magical time
when
they were together.
Like their nicknames and like just they were, I really, that's hard because there was a lot of footage.
Bobby,
in that interview,
I have something to tell you, and maybe I can. I'm going to share it with everyone now.
I love this.
You guys, I am going to sit down with, for the podcast, the makeup artist who did Britney's makeup for many, many looks, iconic looks, but
oh my God,
one of the most iconic looks. She did Britney's makeup the night she and Justin wore matching denim.
Oh my God. Did you hear that? That was a gay gasp. That was a gay gasp. That is the most iconic. Oh my, I'm
You're
so happy
it
for
first?
You. I am so happy for you. Like, you guys, I mean, I trim my arm hair, but it's standing up right now. I'm literally like, that is one of the most iconic. My cousin is
I cannot
going,
wait
like,
to
me,
talk to her about it. I have so many
I
questions.
Still need to do that.
Because
for
it's
Halloween.
it is like that was a magical time. Britney and Justin
oh,
together.
Like,
magical time.
Magical. It was like talk about anyone looking happy. Like, I think back about those photos from all of the press from that, and she was just like ear to ear, gleaming, so happy, glowing, like our favorite Britney.
Bobby, because you're a fan of the podcast, and especially because you're a huge fan of Britney, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions.
Okay.
Okay. Favorite Britney dance move, the high kick or the head roll?
I am 100% in for a high kick.
Yes.
You guys, at work, just so you understand, I walk around and I will literally just do like a Britney high kick sometimes. And people are like, "What?" I'm like, I'm stretching. But it's, you guys, I'm a high kicker. I like it.
Amazing. Okay. Favorite Britney video.
Oh, all right.
I can give you choices.
It's toxic. It really is toxic. I mean, it's hard, but I have to tell you, like, I watched the making the video for that so many times. I was like, TRL was like my jam, yeah. like all of that. And so, I've never done drag. If I were to do Britney drag, I would go full on bodysuit with all the diamonds. Like, that would be my Britney drag. And I know that that's not like typical cliche, but maybe that's why I like it, because it's not like, you know,
so beautiful.
It's just beautiful. And I remember just watching that, and I don't, that's just.
Is that also your favorite Britney song?
It is.
And do you have a favorite Britney performance moment?
My favorite is Work Bitch. I honestly, even though, like, I'm not disappointed. I don't want to say disappointed. I would like some representation of Work Bitch in the zone, and I don't think it's there.
You don't think it's there?
Yeah, and that's
because
like an anthem for me.
Because it wasn't like an iconic video.
Right, it wasn't, but I feel like the dancing, there's just something about it. And I mean, I'm really all about when she's like close to her dancers, and she's like Slave for You, it's a close tie. Like, Slave for You used to be my favorite, but I think like the now is just Work Bitch. It's just, because it's like, it's telling you, Work Bitch, like we... My cousin and I raged so hard at the end of my wedding to Work Bitch.
Oh, my God.
Like, I mean, literally raged so hard. I don't even remember where my husband was. But, like, I told the DJ, like, you have to play this. Like, Work Bitch is just our jam. It was, like, the theme for her 30th birthday in Vegas. Like, it's just, it's very, like, Britney saying, like, hey, you want all of this? Like, you need to work. It's, I don't know why it's, like, just this new, like, you know, coming to with Britney for me.
Bobby, I just love your... You have this beautiful relationship with your cousin. You guys love Britney together.
Yes.
You have had so many amazing life moments. You're just a positive person.
Thank you.
You move through life. You want to have fun. You flew in from Arizona to be here to have this experience. You went to the Oprah show. You're great. I'm going to work at Von Dutch. Yes, please. You've worked in, like you were saying, restaurants and
life experiences. Yeah.
You're just out there having a great time, and you're such you have such positive energy, and
Thank you.
Love that.
Thank you. And so are you. Like, I can't even, you know, people, I think we feed off of each other's energy, and like, I knew that like you had this great energy and respect and, you know, for what you've done in this Britney community and how many people you've brought together, but I was like, but now I'm just like, you are like my spirit animal. Like,
oh
I
my
love
gosh.
It. Like,
yeah. Thank you.
We
are a Britney community. We are members of the Britney community.
Yeah. And how many of us come from musical theater backgrounds?
Many.
I was a huge musical theater. Like,
me too.
Yeah.
There's something about the way Britney dances and all of her videos and her live performances. And it's why I lay in bed at night just like watching all of her old dance clips.
Oh, yeah.
There's something about it. It's just so presentational and
I don't know. No. It's very connected to musical theater.
Yeah, she made me understand, like, feel comfortable with myself and my body. Like, very similar to how, like, when Theodore was explaining what Britney was to him, I was like, same. I mean, like, he was a freshman in high school when Baby One More Time came out. I was a senior. I was just coming out of the closet. I was very unsure of, like, my place in the world. Like, I didn't know. And I saw it, and I was like, this is my woman. Like, this is, like, I just saw her move, and I was like, and then it just transcended after that, you know?
Yeah, it really is. There's something about when, especially when people connect to, I feel like more than actors or personalities, it's really with pop stars. Mm-hmm. There's just, we borrow their power, yeah. You know, and we, or when we can't access it, we're like, well, they're out there doing it for us.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's, and now the way I think of it, even though, you know, Britney seems to be doing well and she's spending time, you know, with Sam, I guess they are together.
I mean,
I was wrong.
That I was totally with you. And I even went back because he used to comment on every single Instagram post, no matter what, like my queen, you know,
my lioness
with like fire there for a while. He wasn't doing that. And I was like, no, Jen's right.
Maybe
like, this
they
is
had
it.
A hiccup. Maybe they had a hiccup. Many couples do, you know, but I think now it's kind of like now we need to go out and be that for Britney.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She can borrow our power when she needs to.
Oh, that's so good. I love that. That's so good. No, but it's true. I mean, she gave us all of that energy. Our way of paying it forward is to, like, just reignite her.
Showing up to an old Walmart
like
parking lot and
doing
getting
a podcast
in there and
a car of complete stranger.
Britney, we're doing this for you.
I literally have grown up on this girl. Today, being here in your car has brought my Britney life complete full circle. The only thing that would change anything is if Derek Barry were to, like, perform for my 40th birthday. Enter shameless plug, Derek Barry. But, like, I'm just saying, I just think that Dark Blackout, and I know we all agree, was her best music. That was dark. Let her be dark. Like, Britney, it is okay. You do not need to be this pink pop princess. I mean, you can love all those things. I know that she loves
teacups and single
and, I mean,
roses.
I have foliage and hibiscus flowers tattooed on my body, which is not because of Britney, but I have an appreciation for tropical environments like she does, like Hawaii. So I think that, like, someone or like just needs to tell her, like, you don't need to put out this, like, this glory album. It doesn't need to be this, like, write the music you want to write. Every other artist gets to do it. Like Billie Eilish.
If Billie and her brother
produced
Britney's album?
Oh, my
God!
Jen, I literally,
oh my
I,
God.
That has been, I was talking about that on the way, on my trip here, like, goosebumps again.
But you know what? I think Britney would scare the shit out of Billie.
Yeah.
You know how people think Billie is so,
like emo or,
yeah,
like,
emo
so,
but,
like,
and dark.
Yeah.
But the thing she's a 17-year-old.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, Billie.
They all have that,
okay,
like, that.
You've only been on this planet for 17 years. You're
like,
not
you can't
that
be that upset.
No, you can't. You're not that upset. And it was really sweet. Billie, did you see this? She posted pictures of her being a believer from day one.
Oh, yes. Oh,
because
yeah.
Justin,
like, she's
recently, Justin Bieber came forward and he said, I just want to protect her. I'm always here for her. If she ever needs me, I am only a phone call away. I, like, want to protect her. And then
you
Billie.
Mean what Justin should have done for Britney?
Yes, exactly.
Sorry.
Exactly.
Okay.
No, we're keeping it
100. I don't mean to be bitter. I'm just...
We have to keep it real. And so she posted these sweet photos of her when she was just a believer, but it was only like a few years ago, again, because she's only 17.
Yeah, you can, like...
But so I think she would show up and be like... I think it would scare her straight.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
She would be like... She would come out looking like a ghost because she'd be like, fuck.
Right, because the way Britney feels inside is what Billie is, like, omitting on the outside.
Yes.
Essentially. Or, like, through
her
music.
Put them together.
And then, I mean, because her brother's a really great producer.
Really
I think
great
he could
producer.
Really pull some really good... And then maybe
they
put a little Lady Gaga, like, little Lady Gaga in there somewhere.
I think Lady Gaga needs to go in just to, like, hold her hand.
Yeah, like, help,
like,
her.
Literally hold,
yes,
her hand and be like, whatever you want to make.
Like, Britney, come on. Yeah, that's what she needs.
She needs to be around artists.
Wait, sorry, I just saw, like, Sporty Gays, and I was like, why are... Like, are you going to the zone? Just, like, no judgment, but, like... They look like they came from, like, Barry's boot camp or something.
I bet they did. They're just... They're not fully prepared.
Yeah,
but you're like, I would... I mean,
my shirt.
You're prepared. You're wearing the Britney's Instagram is art t-shirt.
Yes. And my cousin is wearing the white one. We're yin and yang. So we're...
Oh, my God. This is amazing. All right. We need to wrap this up, sadly,
yes,
because you have to get into the
zone.
I have
to go. I mean, and I don't want to go, but I have to go. As much as I mean, like, Jen, we could talk. I could talk to you. I could hang out for you. Like, literally could be, like, hang out for hours.
Well, now we know each other.
We know we're okay. I can send you DMs and you're going to get it.
Yes.
Even though my autocorrect is terrible. I don't proofread. And I'm always like, fuck, she's going to think I'm, like, such a spaz.
Oh, my God. That's how I same
no,
here.
I'm always like, what are you doing? Like,
okay. Also, I think we might need to plan a trip. Next weekend, I'm having brunch with listeners.
God.
Who are coming in for the zone.
Like I'm a drive away, honestly. I mean, Scottsdale's like 7 hours.
But I think we should go to Vegas to see Derek Berry, but as a group.
Yes,
so
I would love that.
Theodore is definitely going to go. Jeffrey and I want to go. You can come. Your cousin should come.
She's pregnant. We'll see how her fourth kid.
Okay.
We'll see how. But no, she rallies.
Child.
She rallies. Yeah.
God bless her.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my God. Four
yes.
children. How old is her oldest?
Her oldest is going to be 10. So I was sharing with Jen earlier that my cousin, my uncle is going through, he has terminal cancer. And I understand because Jen has obviously, that's very close to her. And my cousin's, she has three daughters. The youngest one is 4. And they just got pregnant with their fourth child. Wow. Like, and she's 36. So it's like a big deal, but she's having a boy. And they're naming him after my uncle. So like, it's so good. But anyway, I don't mean to like, make it, but it's just, again, just I feel like, Brittany's intertwined in our lives. There's a lot of like crossover between like our, Brittany in our lives, but also like personal things. And there's, I believe in the universe. The universe like puts people where they should be at that time. I believe in just like do it, have no regret, which is why I'm here. But she would rally for that. So anyway, we should.
Last thing I want to ask you. I'm not great with facts. With Brittany
okay.
Facts.
All right.
Is there anything that you have heard on this podcast where you were like, absolutely not, I will not stand for this, Jen needs to know?
What? Maybe, no. Is that bad?
No, that's great. I just wanted to ask.
Actually, you challenged me to be a better Brittany fan. Because sometimes
that's how
I'm like,
I felt,
yeah, I'm like.
Even in doing the podcast.
So that's why I can't even, I'm like.
Can't we just love her?
Yeah.
See, I'm like, but you know how I feel about this. I am not a Britney historian. I am a Britney intuitive.
Same, same. And I very much believe in that. Like, I'm with you 100% on that. So we are here with that. But I still feel challenged to know that. Do I own every album cover, every magazine she was on? No.
No.
I don't.
But she's in our hearts.
And that's why I think, like, we've connected and we get it because just... You can show up and you can do all of this and you can buy all the things, but you got to really care for our girl.
Bobby, this has just been a dream.
Your dream.
A dream within a dream.
Like, let's use our Britney tours. I love that.
No, I feel stronger.
I know. I could go on forever.
When we go to Vegas.
We're releasing
we'll go
all
to
the
Onyx
toxic.
Hotel. Yeah, we'll all the toxicity out of our lives.
We have to meet in Chicago. Yeah, so we have some, like, things, definitely. Like, Vegas.
You wanna. You wanna hot body? You wanna Bugatti? You wanna Maserati? You better work, bitch. You wanna Lamborghini? Sippin' martinis, look hot in a bikini. You better work, bitch. You wanna live fancy? Live in a big mansion, party in France. You better work, bitch. You better work, bitch. You better work, bitch. You better work, bitch. Now get to work, bitch.
Earios. Powered by Acast.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.